and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the black teenager shot in the head and arm when he rang the wrong doorbell in Kansas City, Missouri. Clay County prosecutor Zach Thompson says the 84-year-old white homeowner who allegedly pulled the trigger has been charged.
After a thorough review of the case file, the appropriate laws, and information gained during the investigation phase of the case, I filed 2 felony counts.
Thompson says there was a racial component. 16-year-old Ralph Jarl is home from the hospital now, recovering. His family says he was trying to pick up his younger brothers when he went to the wrong house by mistake. Police in upstate New York say 20-year-old Kaylin Gillis was killed when a homeowner fired his gun at a car she was riding in after it pulled into the wrong driveway. WRGB-TV's Ashley Dager reports.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office and a witness to the tragedy telling us Gillis was one of 4 young adult friends in a car driving to a friend's house.
Gone to the scene in error, and unfortunately, they drove up this driveway.
That driveway along Patterson Hill Road led to 65-year-old Kevin Monahan of Hebron, who is now charged with murder in the second degree.
Among the 4 killed at a Sweet 16 party over the weekend, Phil Dowdell, older brother of the birthday girl. Alexis says he pushed her to the ground when bullets began to fly to get her out of harm's way.
I don't know if I would still be standing here today if he wouldn't ever save my life.
He was set to play football at Jacksonville State next year. So far, no arrests in the case. President Biden takes executive action today on child and in-home care. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In the Rose Garden, the president will tout an executive order directing federal agencies to expand child care subsidies for their own workers. The order will also have agencies determining whether they can require companies that win federal grants to also subsidize child care. In addition, Mr. Biden's measure would boost pay for Head Start staff and leverage Medicaid dollars to improve the quality of home care jobs.
The first U.S. correspondent since the Cold War jailed in Russia on spying charges has just appeared at court in Moscow to appeal his detention. The Wall Street Journal's Evan Gershkovich and the U.S. government strongly deny the allegations he tried to obtain classified information about a Russian arms factory. And all the crispy, greasy stuff you love to eat may be putting you at a higher risk for diabetes. Study in the journal Nature Medicine blames diets high in bacon, fries, processed meats, refined grains, and white bread for an estimated 14 million cases of type 2 diabetes. S&P futures up 15. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Friends come in all shapes and sizes. Pet of the Week is brought to you by TJ's Auto and Collision Center and the Southwood County Humane Society. Whether your passenger is a St. Bernard, German Shepherd, Beagle, or a Maine Coon Cat, TJ's Auto can find you the perfect ride to fit your needs. From the moment you step onto the lot, you'll notice TJ's Auto pays great attention to detail, dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience. From your initial visit to long after you purchase the car that perfectly fit your family's needs. TJ Auto, Highway 73, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 29. High of 44. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday.
You're tuned in to your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning, and welcome to Up North News Radio for this Tuesday, April 18th. Another beautiful day on Lake Wissota, even more so as the snow continues melting. That fell to about the four-inch level or so here, but literally just down the road, down Highway 29 here, there were places that got nearly 2 feet of snow as it just kept coming and coming and coming. And we'll get a full forecast for a midweek from Jennifer Wachitsky from Weatherology coming up in just a little bit. There's a lot of hodgepodge, frankly, in the headlines today. A lot of single stories rather than one big one, although they're all tied by a thread, and the thread is just another day in today's Republican Party, or just another day in the right wing. There's scaring people about crime. There's conspiracy theories. There's flip-flops on abortion. There's, I guess you're supposed to call 911 now if you see a drag show. Apparently, it's that kind of a public emergency. There's doing whatever it takes to protect fossil fuel vehicles, and so forth. So we'll have a lot of little headlines and sound bites from folks. We're going to need something refreshing after that. So Christina Loria will be here with the uplift to share some positive stories that she's following for Up North News. Then in our next hour, back to renewable energy for a moment, and we're going to talk about wind turbines. You know, yes, no, it depends. And that's because of a proposal that's making the rounds in Marathon County. Farmers and landowners are being approached about signing agreements that would allow turbines to operate on their land. I mean, look, renewable energy is good, but, you know, lawsuits are bad. Getting money to use your land is good, but confusing contracts are bad. So we're frankly going to crowdsource this, because there are a lot of us that are very much for renewable energy, but it's another matter if the turbine's going up, you know, right outside your front door, or in our case, the farm across the street. So we're going to look at the many angles involved in this topic. We're going to try to sort out the helpful information from the unfounded speculation. We're going to be upfront about what we don't know so that together we can all get the answers rather than just waste time guessing. So it's going to be less about us telling you information than working together and helping those folks in Marathon County, Clark County, any place, assess the situation fairly, and that way come to a decision that is as much a win-win as possible. Hans Breitenmoser will be along to help us work through balancing the benefits and the questions, and Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio in Wausau will join us as well. So that's all coming up. Plus, Aaron Zommers, what appears to be, it's going to be our shortest ever music break and history lesson. The answer to the question, what happened on this day, April 18th in history? The answer appears to be not much.
Just a big resounding shrug.
That's a shrug. I will say, you know, we look at a couple of categories. What happened on this day in music history? Because then we can play music clips and talk about, you know, nice entertaining things. We look at birthdays. But if you, you know, big news events, that's another one. And then there's a whole different category that we don't talk about, and that's people who died on this day. And for whatever reason, this seems to be a day. I mean, if we were going to say who died on April 18th, like, oh, I could tick off this person, this person, this person, this person. But that's just a little too gloomy for this hour of the morning. So, you know, we're just going to have to stick with the few things that we could find. We're currently at one song, aren't we, for the music break?
Yeah, currently.
So,
but I'm looking for some excuses for other songs.
You know, you go right ahead. You look, you know, you're going to have time to look around, and if we can play a couple of things, that would be great. You know, and on top of all that, like I told you before, isn't there anything? And I know you did this happened to you once before too. Is there nothing quite like waking up, getting set to turn on your computer or whatever to get the morning going, and realizing that a software update was done overnight?
Oh, yeah. I love when your computer just takes matters into its own hands.
And here's the thing. On my show notes that I made yesterday for today, one of the notes in all capital letters, it says all those tabs, because I have really not done a great job lately of closing tabs I'm not using, or frankly, I just need a lot of different tabs. So, of course, on the day I'm going to talk about all these open tabs on my Windows, on my computer screen, I turn it on, all the tabs are gone. That's great. That's just, it really helps you prioritize at that point. What's gone that I really need, and try to get it back. Exactly. So we'll work our way through today. By the way, one last reminder, this is tax day. April 15th was over the weekend. Yesterday was a holiday in a couple of states. And so today, if you haven't turned your taxes in yet, or if you haven't filed for an extension, which I have to admit, I didn't know much about filing, you know, tax extensions till the 3 years that we lived overseas. And now that's just a regular thing that you do. It's, you know, basically a piece of paper. You send in what you know, an estimated payment. Then you have until August to get it all figured out. So if you don't have it figured out, file the extension. It's not that big a deal.
I didn't know it was that simple.
It is pretty much that simple, except that, again, you do have to make a good faith effort to say, okay, here's what I think I may owe, if you think you owe. And if you don't think you owe, if you think you get a refund, well, don't delay. Get that sent in. Brewers win in Seattle 7-3. We'll have details about that, because it looks like, once again, another Brewers pitcher could be looking at an injury, or at least something minor that still could get in the way of, you know, the Brewers having a nice early start to things. We don't really have any news on Giannis Antetokounmpo after falling hard on his tailbone in game one of that playoff series against Miami. Game two will be tomorrow, so we'll wait to see if there's any news on that. So we'll get to sports, headlines, and much more coming up on this Tuesday morning for Up North News Radio. We'll be back.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 52. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 34. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 55. Overcast. Mid-60s Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. Highs in the mid-50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
I like this. We've turned over a lot of the bumper music duties to Aaron today. What'd you bring us this morning?
This is the theme song to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Nice. Okay. Thank you for that. Oh, let me get us back on camera here. There we go. Thank you. If you're watching live on Facebook, over at the Up North News Facebook page or the Civic Media Facebook page or Bull Falls Radio, our station in Wausau. So let's get that Brewers update real quick. Corbin Burnes pitched 5 1/3 innings, but with one out in the sixth inning, he left the game with a left pectoral strain. Burnes said he wasn't going to push too hard and risk a little bit of discomfort turning into a bigger problem. The Brewers still went on to beat the Seattle Mariners 7-3 late last night. So the Brewers have won 4 of their last 5 games. But in pointing to his chest, Burnes said, "It's just one of those things that was starting to cramp up and tighten up and affect me mechanically." He said he believed the injury happened 2 innings earlier, when he made the tag on a Seattle player during a rundown that ended the 4th inning. So, again, better safe than sorry, but between Brandon Woodford and some of the other pitching ailments, it's a bit of a nervous time over in the Brewers bullpen and in the dugout. But still, the Brewers did manage to put 7 runs across. Let's see, Bryce Terang, second homer of the season. He did that as a pinch hitter. Luke Voit had an RBI double. And there were RBI singles from Owen Miller, Brian Anderson, and William Contreras. Colin Ray will pitch tonight for the Brewers around 8:40 if they get started, and then 3:10 tomorrow afternoon, off Thursday, and then 9 games at home, Boston, Detroit, and the California Angels, as I still like to call them. And again, as I mentioned before, Bucks in Miami. Game 2 tomorrow, x-rays negative on Giannis, but it's really going to be, as the coach said, how he feels as he gets closer to game time. Does he feel like, he can perform? All right, well, since Aaron played the RuPaul music, I'm going to start with the comments about drag shows. And this one's from a Minnesota legislator. So it's the least consequential of the stories I'm passing along, but let's just get it out of the way, because I learned a bit about the bumper crop of new legislators in Minnesota, in very Republican outstate Minnesota. And I mean, it's a crew. You're about to hear from Nathan Wessenberg. He's a state senator. He lists on his campaign site a wildlife biologist by trade, a patriot by choice. Same guy suggested that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz should be jailed because of vaccine mandates. His quote here is, "It's not a vaccine. It's a death shot." So now that we've established what a winner this guy is, here's his comment yesterday in floor remarks in the Minnesota legislature. Here's his advice on what to do if you see drag shows or drag queens. Apparently, you're supposed to call 911. The thing you call for genuine public health emergencies. Here's what he had to say.
I talked to my sheriff and other sheriffs about some of the drag shows that have been going on.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett's septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
And that he could have done something to reduce that, but he didn't. And now this problem's come up. And who does he blame for this? Does he blame the lack of any action to rein in who has security clearance? No, he blames the deep state. And I think anytime he mentions deep state, tell me if you, I tend to hear like really creepy clown circus music that comes in when he starts to go off on conspiracy theories. It might just be me. Listen and see what you think.
This whole leaking situation just doesn't ring true to me at all. This is just bizarre what is happening, that such a low-level individual would have access to such highly classified information. It's just simply bizarre. So I don't take anything at face value that, I get told by these intelligence agencies, by this administration. The deep state knows what it's done. It doesn't give up its secrets very easily. It knows how to hide the ball, knows how to destroy documents, I fear. So I don't know that we'll ever really get to the bottom of this. This is just a bizarre situation to me.
Did you catch that, Aaron, or was that just me? Do I just put in creepy circus music when he talks about the deep state?
I don't know. It was pretty, it definitely comes in every time.
Okay. All right. So it's not just me. It accompanies him. I'm not exactly sure. But, and again, he chaired the Homeland Security Committee. He has been warned by intelligence agencies to stop spreading Russian disinformation. And instead he goes and tells you that I don't take anything at face value that I get told by these intelligence agencies. And this person's in the government telling you not to believe the government and is doing, damn little about it. Now we turn to Tom Tiffany. Tom Tiffany was part of a committee hearing yesterday in New York City. And it was all about crime. But the truth is, it wasn't all about crime. It was completely an abuse of committee power to have basically put on a performance to talk about crime in New York City, and that's what the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, there ought to be working on, and not the white-collar crime, which is more prevalent in New York City than almost any place else in the world. But this is the Republican committee running interference. Now, I could share with you a bunch of clips about Republicans making claims about crime and Democrats pointing out where they're wrong and how they're just simply, engaged in this, theatrical performance to, make Donald Trump happy. But I'm just going to play a little snippet of the Tom Tiffany comment from the hearing. because, again, you get to the real essence of the man. You get him talking about, you know, those scary people in Milwaukee, and you get him using the anti-Semitic trope about George Soros, a very wealthy donor to liberal and progressive causes, including to the parent company of Up North News, as if there aren't also billionaires who have their own right-wing causes and buy Supreme Court justices and things. But this is typical of the rhetoric of Congressman Tom Tiffany.
I'm so glad we're having this first hearing in New York, but I want you to come to my state. I want you to come to Milwaukee. Milwaukee has 10% of the population, and they have 25% of the crime. Mr. Kessler, that's the problem, is the Soros prosecutors are not doing their job. And in Wisconsin, now we've got a Soros Supreme Court justice. The people of Wisconsin better hang on, because violent crime is going to get worse.
Now, you'll recall that yesterday I kind of poo-pooed speculation that Tom Tiffany might be the Republican who challenges Tammy Baldwin. It has since come out that he's providing rhetoric like this about violent crime, and so that's got people thinking that he might run for Senate. It was also discovered over the weekend that several domain names, you know, kind of the Tom Tiffany for Senate, you know, Tiffany for Senate, things like that, had been purchased. Neither one of those things really sway me. Because first off, you should do that even if there's speculation that you might run for something. When I first ran for office, I bought up, you know, Pat Kreitlow, this. Kreitlow for Senate, this. Kreitlow the number four for Senate, this. So somebody's just doing their due diligence, because it seems like every campaign now there's a candidate who forgets to buy up a certain domain, and then the other party buys it and plays gotcha and ha ha ha. That's fine. But and in terms of the crime thing, that's just Tom Tiffany's motive. He has lived to simply scare people about criminals, whether it's New York City criminals or, you know, brown skin criminals from south of the border, or, you know, the things that are coming in from China. It's never about the crime in his district. It's never, for example, about the guy with a record of threatening cops who gunned down two law enforcement officers in his district about 10 days ago. Did it move him to say that there should be red flag laws in Wisconsin or at a national level? No, it did not. And so again, Tom Tiffany can divert all he wants. He can talk about New York City, but any basic look at the facts will show you that New York has more people. But in terms of your odds of being affected by crime, if you look at the crime rate, it is so much higher in many Republican-led cities. Miami, Oklahoma City, Jacksonville, Fresno, Colorado Springs, Tulsa, Oklahoma. In those cities and more, you have better odds of being affected by crime than you do in New York City. And Tom Tiffany at one point said, "I'm tired of hearing about these percentages. Listen to these raw numbers." And he's right in that the raw number is higher, but that doesn't have an impact on what happens to you so much as the crime rate, the percentage. And it should trouble you if your congressman does not understand statistics. But I'm not surprised, because this is the same congressman who had a problem with math after the 2020 presidential election. His multiple efforts to overturn the will of the voters, because he couldn't understand that his guy, Trump's number, was smaller than Joe Biden's number, and that made his guy, Trump, a loser. And yet he supported overturning the will of the voters. He signed on in support of a lawsuit that threatened to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters, because if he doesn't like math, he is to math what Donald Trump is to hurricane maps, where you just take a Sharpie and you draw on it where you want the hurricane to go. It's as nonsensical as calling 911 on a drag show. These are folks that simply cannot work at their actual job for their constituents. We need some better news. Christina Lurie is going to have the uplift next. You're up north.
You are listening. Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 29. High of 44. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Of course, there's a Wisconsin connection. But second, it's about a game show. And frankly, you know, when, way back, there used to be way more game shows on, and I used to watch pretty much all of them. And I don't get to watch The Wall very much on NBC, but it's kind of like a big old Plinko board. And you got to like the Wisconsin connection to this, and I'm going to have to go back and look at that episode. What episode are we talking about here?
Yes, The Wall. It's on NBC, also available if anyone missed it on Peacock. It's, you put it perfectly. It's the perfect combo of like a giant Plinko board, but then the question side of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And on this most recent episode, it was actually the season premiere, Christiana and Nick Trapani from Door County Candle Company, obviously in Door County, they were on that and they won $1.35 million, which is pretty much unheard of.
That's like amazing
standards today. And what the absolute best part of this story, it's really the epitome of good things happening to good people, because if Door County Candle sounds familiar to anyone, it's probably because you heard them on the news several times since the war in Ukraine started. They started this massive fundraising effort where they made Ukraine candles that were just a simple vanilla scented blue and yellow candle that people could buy. And all of the proceeds were donated to a charity that was on the ground in Ukraine, helping people who have been lost everything. And, you know, you mentioned the news that you talk about all the time, Pat. I think one thing that too often gets lost now is that there is a life-altering, massive war happening halfway around the world. And I mean, there's innocent people dying every day. And so these are some great people here in Wisconsin who won an extra $1.3 million. And they're going to put that money to invest it in their business so they're able to do even more good. Now they not only make candles for Ukraine, they've done fundraising efforts for areas hit here, affected by recent floods, tornadoes. They're just really the best kind of representation that Wisconsin could have.
Oh, it's just so cool that it would happen for them, for what they've been doing since the Russian invasion and all the atrocities there. And the fact that they were able to win it, because, again, from what I know about the few times I've watched The Wall, it is quite possible to lose the winnings that you got. You know, the money comes and goes. And so there's such a sense of drama about this. And so, yes, this episode is, you can find it on the Peacock app. You may need a paid plan for it, but it would be worth your while to see something good happen for these folks from the Door County Candle Company. Now we'll go down the road a little bit, down 43 toward the Fiserv Forum, where, you know, Giannis and the rest of the Milwaukee Bucks are underway in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And look, maybe folks missed, you know, Giannis and the Bucks when they were winning the NBA title, you know, a couple of years back, but they're on the move once again. If you haven't fallen in love with Giannis Antetokounmpo yet, well, you have all the more reason to, based on just what kind of an outstanding person he is. And he kind of let us see a little bit more, kind of more of a window to his soul, I guess you could put it, Christina.
Yeah, he is just, you can't say enough positive things about him. Obviously, he really led the Bucks to that 2021 title. And, you know, the first in so long since 1971. So the first in 50 years for Milwaukee. So, of course, sports aficionados love him for that. But even if you're not an NBA follower at all, like, it is time right now to jump on the Giannis train. Because just this week, he came out publicly talking about 2020. Remember that year that many of us like to not talk about. And he talked about how he was about to walk away from the NBA. He said his mental health was at an all-time low. And he really just, it put things in perspective for him. He had a young son. He wanted to commit to his family, and basketball just wasn't mentally healthy for him at the time. And you just love that honesty, because you not only don't hear it often from professional athletes, but really men in general. And I love that he's igniting that conversation and being a role model for everyone. He took a moment and he collected himself, thought about what he wanted to do. And he went on that year to sign a 5-year $228 million contract extension, which was the largest contract in NBA history, still is to that day. So it's just a great example. I go to therapy myself, and I hear from my therapist that sometimes the best reaction is no action at all. It's okay to stand still sometimes and not make progress and just collect your thoughts, think about where you are. And I love that Giannis is a great role model for that.
And to the extent that, again, he would help because he's doing this in sports, you've got, well, basically a degree of, you know, what I would call toxic masculinity there, or people got to be tough guys and such. And so anytime somebody is willing to come out, especially somebody who's already a role model, and again, take away some of that stigma surrounding mental health care, that should absolutely be rewarded and put in the spotlight as we've done here. Third and final story this time on The Uplift is about the five hottest majors at UW-Madison right now. And I asked if it was compiled by, you know, some publication trying to get, you know, a little publicity or what have you. No, it's actually the campus itself is telling you, here are the five hottest majors.
Yes, drum roll, please. Should I do a countdown? So number five is global health. And that is actually a brand new major. It was first offered in 2019. If you're wondering what the heck is that, students, they study bioscience and public health and relate that to things like climate change, food systems, disease ecology, and other issues that are happening right now. So it seems really, really practical and very interesting. Number four is psychology, which obviously stemming from that mental health conversation is kind of at the forefront of many of our minds. So that saw an increase of 363 students over the past 5 years. And third is consumer behavior and marketplace studies, another one that might like leave you scratching your head wondering what that is. So that helps students positively influence global commerce and technology from a people first perspective. So it basically blends business, analytics, technology, and then also that human side, adding in creativity and empathy. Mm-hmm. Number two, any guesses, Pat?
Journalism?
No.
No, of course.
I know that would have been a better pitch to you.
Both not to me. I would have been so shocked if you'd have said that, but no, what's number two?
Number two is computer science. I mean, it's hard to deny the impact of computers. They're everywhere. I mean, we're kind of slowly rolling out some AI technology within our own office. So that's not only one of the fastest growing majors, but one of the largest too overall, which makes a lot of sense. And then number one is kind of similar to that, but it's data science. So that's actually part of the university's new school of computer data and information sciences. They had to add an entire school just because they saw so many people interested in this. And this major was first offered in 2019. So it's a combo of stats, computer sciences, and what they call the I school. So
kind of, it's like the input and the output.
Majors.
So, but the data is everywhere. I mean, just again, from a sports standpoint, it used to be just go out and, you know, dribble the ball and shoot it. And now there's all this data about, well, you know, if you shoot from this part or that part and, you know, everything that Sabermetrics has done for baseball. And that's just sports. I mean, look at all the data you and I have to talk about at Up North News when we're talking about, you know, engagements, not just subscriptions, but, you know, likes and all the different ways to study it. So yeah, if you're a young person listening and are looking for a career path that's going to be available to you, data science and computer science are definitely it. So no journalism, no Latin.
No, but I like to see students studying this kind of stuff because this is stuff that you need training for. I often wonder, was my college degree even worth it? Because here in, you know, the journalism world, we really learn the most from hands-on experience. There's nothing really you can learn in a classroom. I would have liked to learn all the technical aspects of our jobs, the editing, all the software, but that's so rapidly changing that even if I had learned that 10 years ago when I was in school, we wouldn't have used those programs today anymore.
Another one that I always wanted all of my reporters to, I wish that I could have them take, was statistics, coming back to data, because I don't think they appreciate just how many reports, you know, you have to plow through and try to make sense of everything that's in there. But I'm also always going to be passionate about liberal arts and a college degree, because it's at that whole, you know, teaching you how to think, how to do critical thinking, how to do analysis, along with things like history, empathy, all of that. So yes, kids, study the science, study the computers, but don't forget to learn how to learn. It should be a lifelong thing. And for that and more, we appreciate Christina Laurie bringing us The Uplift, which again, her email address, Christina Laurie, her last name is Lorey, at upnorthnews.com. WI.com. I hope you're getting some good suggestions and feedback from folks on this.
I am. We have a great audience. You have a great audience. Thank you for sharing it with us here at our Up North newsletter. If anyone would like to sign up, we're sending out the defining part of our newsletter is that we start everyone with this positive news. So it really is an uplift to your morning.
Yeah, I should add as well that there is oftentimes a little political block from yours truly. We have appropriately put that way at the bottom. And so, yes, go get the good news on top. There's all kinds of other stories in between. And then we make sure that if there's anything new politically that there's down there. Sometimes we promo what's on an upcoming guest or something like that. So if you're not getting this newsletter, stop. Go over to upnorthnewswi.com right now and do that so that you get what Christina puts together every day. Thank you again. Hope you have a great day.
You too. And Pat, I like to think we save the best for last.
Oh, bless your heart. Talk to you later. Ah, bless your heart indeed, Christina. Thank you so much. We needed that little break because, as I mentioned at the top of the program, there's just so many small stories. As we start the week here, it seems like we've come past the election, the spring election for state Supreme Court, and we're in, what the old church calendar used to call ordinary time, where we're no longer involved in any election campaigns, but we still have to deal with news of the day as things come up. We talked, you heard me mention statistics again, and Congressman Tom Tiffany's lack of understanding of how statistics work. Now there's his Republican counterpart in the 3rd District, Derek Van Orden, who reportedly late last week on a right-wing radio station in Wausau said that there should be exceptions to Wisconsin's ban on most abortions. Again, taking the view of a couple of legislators of trying to appear moderate on the topic of women's health care rights, where he said that there should be exceptions for rape and incest. And then he went on to say that allowing abortions up to the 15th week of pregnancy should at least be discussed, as he put it, which again, to basically paraphrase Dr. Lyerly, who are you to determine that it should be 15 weeks? And he went on to talk about, when do fetuses, feel pain? That's why he talked about a 15-week limit, although the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has been clear that a human fetus can't feel pain until at least 24 or 25 weeks, which at that point a fetus is viable. So the only reason you would even consider terminating a pregnancy is for something catastrophic. It's not some kind of an elective procedure, of convenience, the way that some people would have you to believe. Now, even though Van Orden says the legislature should consider, exceptions for rape and incest and a 15-week abortion ban rather than a total ban, he also indicated, according to a story from Wisconsin Public Radio, that he, Van Orden, is not likely to back a similar bill in Congress that would be there. Because again, what's good for you is, not necessarily what's good for everybody else. So he says it's all about making it a state's rights thing, when what it really appears to be is trying to, look a bit more moderate than you really are. And as plenty of critics have said, when push comes to shove, is Derek Van Orden actually going to stand for women's reproductive rights? Let's just say there's a lot of doubt on that. History lesson, a music break, and some extra birthdays next. You're up north.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For scattered storms, much cooler Friday with highs in the mid-50s and scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Still one of my favorite songs of the 80s. It was number one on this day in 1987. That was Aretha Franklin, of course, and George Michael scored number one with their duet, I Knew You Were Waiting. This was Aretha's first time in the number one spot on the singles chart since Respect. That was in 1967, setting what was then the record for the longest period of time between number one hits. Some other historical notes today. The cornerstone for St. Peter's Basilica was laid on this day in 1506. Earthquake and fire destroyed much of San Francisco on this day in 1906. The world lost Dick Clark at the age of 82 on this day in 2012. And let's see, was it really four years ago? Yeah. 4 years ago, a redacted version of the Mueller report was released to Congress and the public. Shall we say redacted and heavily skewed from what the report actually was trying to indicate. Also, Edgar Wright is 49 today, the English director best known for his fast-paced camera work and movies such as Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, and one of Aaron's favorites, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Yes?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. It's and this is a song from it. This is Black Sheep. It stars Michael Cera as Scott Pilgrim, and it's based off of a comic, and it very much captures the feel of the comic with the camera work and a lot of on-screen visual effects like pow and stuff like that, like you'd see in old comics.
I like it. Okay. So that's Edgar Wright is 49 today. And then if you don't like comics, maybe you like ventriloquists. And I have to admit that I do like one, and it's Jeff Dunham, and he is 61 years old today. I get the feeling from your notes, Aaron, you are not a Jeff Dunham fan, or are we just making dummy jokes, you know, for ventriloquists?
More so just dummy jokes.
Okay. You know, say what you will. The guy's got talent. I certainly liked his first, I don't know, three specials. I don't know that I've seen the most recent one. Let's see. Kourtney Kardashian is 44 years old today. Conan O'Brien is 60. And we would not have known that were it not for another birthday. And that from Joanne in Madison, who also puts a comment up on Facebook and says, along with Conan's birthday, it's also hers. And so she's our true celebrity birthday for today, Joanne. So thanks for submitting that. And again, for recognizing the shamelessness, which we embrace on this show. If it's your birthday or you want to shout out somebody else's birthday, this is the place to do it. Either on the phone, talk to Aaron first. We'll put you up on the air here, or put a comment on Facebook over at the Up North News Facebook page or the Civic Media Facebook page. And, you know, if we see it, we put that on. We're really not above any of that, are we, Aaron?
Definitely not.
So there you go. I mean, sometimes our music break and history lesson takes us, you know, right up until the top of the hour. And then other days, like I said, we mentioned Dick Clark passing away. There were many others. We try not to wallow in that too much. We mentioned the Dick Clark one just because people thought he was never going to age for the longest time. I mean, some people are very lucky to keep their boyish or their young woman looks for as long as possible. And Dick Clark was definitely one of them until, you know, much later in life. So our theme this hour, because there's been so many different things, you know, going on this week to talk about, has centered on different things that Republicans have said or done. And our most recent one was Derek Van Orden's, you know, flip-flop on abortion ban exceptions. We also found just as Tom Tiffany and members of Congress were, you know, putting on a circus in New York City about crime, Scott Walker, of course, can't resist getting involved. So he throws out a tweet that says, "Once a great city, Chicago is on life support. This is what happens when radicals control everything." Look, I think Twitter is dying. I don't know that it's going to be around much longer. But if you're going to be on Twitter, at least be on it to read the responses anytime Scott Walker puts up a tweet. Many of them along the lines of, how can we miss you if you won't go away? You know, or don't go away angry, just go away. And the former governor rarely, well, I should say never, has a bad take on anything. And his most recent one was Chicago, because again, whatever it is to scare people about the city, you know, about urban crime, wink. There's going to be a forum coming up on Thursday, sponsored by the Tommy Thompson Center on Public Leadership at UW-Madison and UWM in Waukesha. And it's going to be in Waukesha. And it's going to be entitled "Breaking the News: Understanding Media Bias." So to understand media bias, it would seem to me you would want a panel that is, shall we say, on the up and up to discuss this and to have a level-headed discussion of, you know, where news outlets are coming from. Are they hiding their biases and pretending to be straight? Or are they more like Courier Newsroom and Up North News, which comes right out and tells you, here are our values. They are progressive. They're from a left of center perspective, but we're still going to have news actually rooted in facts, not lies or speculation, which leads us to the whole Fox News, you know, Dominion defamation lawsuit that's getting underway this week. And yet who's on the panel? Well, one of the former big names from Fox News Channel, Greta Van Susteren. There's also a deputy opinion editor of Newsweek who is the author of a book, "Bad News: How Woke Media is Undermining Democracy." And again, there's that buzzword. If somebody's using woke, and of course using it in a pejorative sense, you're not really going to get somebody on the up and up there talking about bias. And then there's a professor of economics from George Mason University. And among his recently published books, "Left Turn: How Liberal Media Bias Distorts the American Mind," and "An Insider's Report on the Use of Race in Admissions at UCLA," with the larger title called "Cheating by Using Race in Admissions." So look, they may have a perfectly fine discussion. I'm hoping they get some good questions from the audience, but, and I don't know if there's a moderator per se, who's going to, shall we say, keep these folks honest. But if you want a panel on understanding media bias, I think what we're going to understand is the bias that they bring into this, which is not to say that they won't have some valid points, but, you know, please don't pretend that you're going to be, you know, down the middle on how you weigh this. Understand, if you're going to this, the perspective they bring to it. much like the perspective that Mark Jacob and I bring on Friday mornings at 7:30, when we raise what we think are very valid criticisms of how the media covers the news. But just be aware of this before you go into things there on Thursday. We'll take a break for news. We've got more of these short stories.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemiss.org for more.
A public service message
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.